There's a saying by Anton Chekhov. I think I pronounced that right. If there's a gun on the mantle in the first chapter, it needs to go off by the end. Or something like that. That's because good writers who write with purpose, don't include meaningless detail. Details, like an object, like a gun, has a purpose in the story. Today on our Show Don't Tell series, we're not going to do guns. No. We're going to do knives. We're going to take a look at knives and everything that they can make us feel and think, and all the cool things you can do with a knife in your story. Hi, I'm Autumn Bardot. Here you will find writing tips, author tools, and hopefully even a little writing inspiration for living your best writing life. Okay, so let's get down to knives and everything that they can show, not tell. Let's look at the basics first. A knife is death, sacrifice. It is cutting away of emotions, ideals, prejudice, and the like. Knives can be sharp, like the mind, or dull, like a mind. They can be forged in fire, like we are made strong by our struggles and troubles. There's a blade and there's a hilt. And I would have grabbed one of my cutting knives for a prop, but you know what? It's pretty early in the morning and I didn't trust myself with a knife this early in the morning. The blade can be long or short or medium, curved or narrow or wide. And if you write historical fiction, you probably know that there's a lot of names for knives. All kinds of names, and a lot has to do with the time period and the culture. Knives can also come with obligations, with family vendettas, and with honor, maintaining honor or protecting one's honor. Knives can save and knives can harm. Those are the basics. Remember the scene in Crocodile Dundee, and I know I just totally dated myself to anybody who's, anyway. In the movie, there is a street thug, and he pulls out this knife while Crocodile Dundee, a very he-man, manly kind of man from Australia, is kind of wandering the streets of New York City. And this thug comes out and he says, give me your money. And he shows him this little switchblade or this little knife. And Crocodile Dundee laughs and says, "You call that a knife?" Okay, I do a horrible Australian accent. "This is a knife." And he pulls out, I don't know from where, this long, really long, big blade. And the street thug takes a look at it, eyes wide, and then takes off in the opposite direction. Clearly, it is Crocodile Dundee, who has more skill, more courage, more bravado, and is used to a more dangerous world than the street thug. Because, he brought the right knife. Here's a few things to consider when you have a knife in your scene. Who is wielding the blade? A burglar? A pirate? A warrior? A psycho? A child? A mom? What is the size of the knife? And why would that be important? Is it important culturally? Historically? Maybe it's a knife that they need for their job, even if that job is being a mother and paring an apple. So what is important about the size of that knife? How is the knife being used? There is a great scene, and I want to say it's Kill Bill, but maybe it's not. Did she do it? Anyway, I'm going to tell you the scene, and if you know what the scene is and what movie it came from, plop it in the comments, because I just could not remember it. So I think it is Uma Thurman, but anyway, it is an actress who has no memory of her past hit man life. She was a hit person and has no memory of it. And so she's at home cutting vegetables, And lo and behold, she starts like dicing these vegetables in a way that no housewife is ever able to dice a vegetable. With speed, precision, she can handle that knife. She chops it like amazingly fast. She realizes she was a pro with the knife. She's no normal housewife and has some serious knife skills. If I'm going to write about a housewife and I want them to focus on some aspect of her, maybe her aggression or her anger, her resentment, and I have her in the kitchen chopping some vegetables, and maybe she's chopping rare meat, or maybe it's just carrots. Who knows? That could be symbolic too, okay? But let's say it's rare meat, and she's talking to her husband or her kids, and she's chopping this or doing something where with the meat, and there's blood on the meat. And there's blood on the blade, and she lifts it up to say something. So these are all action, but are you going to make it something more? Is it going to be foreshadowing? Is it that she's become violent? Is it that she's a little up here? Or is she just angry? And you know, you can tell sometimes when people are angry when they're cooking because of the sound of how loud the chopping is. I think, in fact, there might even be a trope in many movies where it's usually the mom is getting angry about something and chopping louder and louder. And angry moms with knives, it's impactful and intimidating, isn't it? Another thing to consider about knives, is the blade dull or sharp? And does this matter? Does it matter to your plot? Does it matter to explaining who the character is, or if it's somebody else's knife, how that character is, okay? Who is responsible, I guess, for the blade's sharpness? In my family, it's me, because I have to tell one of the men folk to sharpen the knives, otherwise they won't. However, fishermen, hunters, they know how to sharpen a knife, and they need their knives very often in what they do. And so chances are, all their knives are very, very sharp. Does that make them more dangerous? I think so. Son-in-law, the fisherman, do you hear me? Another thing to consider with a knife, is the blade shiny or dull? Dented or scratched, dripping with blood, or way too clean? There's a scene I wrote in Impaler's Wife when Dracula, the Prince of Wallachia and commander of his army, looks at his soldiers to see what their blades look like. It's not a knife, but it's the blade, right? And if it's too clean, too shiny, too pristine, he knows that the soldier did not fight in the battle. He also can tell by looking at a warrior's blade if they are a newbie or not. Also, because I use a lot of knives in that novel. Earlier in the novel, Dracula receives the family dagger with the Order of the Dragon inscribed in the hilt. And yes, I believe it was a real thing. And he knew when he received that from one of his father's friends that he was honor bound to avenge the murder of his mother, his father, and his older brother. I use knives a lot in my historical fiction to show elements of character, foreshadowing, all of that in my story. And I think for me, it helps me show the reader their intent or their worldview or their mind frame or their culture or their emotion much better than if I tell it. I think the knife can say it better than I can. I think knives and historical fiction kind of go hand in hand. Okay, let's look at a few phrases with knives. There's bringing a knife to a gunfight. There's a knife in the back, courtesy of the Julius Caesar assassination. Not the sharpest knife in the drawer. You could cut the atmosphere with a knife on a knife's edge. That's just a few of them. Then, of course, there's all the things that go with the knife, like the blade and the hilt and the whole sharpening it with a whetstone or however you're sharpening it. And we have all heard or read in stories that it is a really great metaphor. People use it as a great metaphor or sometimes symbolism for one's own mind, one's own skill level. The knife, the sharpening, that whole thing. So, does your story have a knife in it? Are you making the most of the description? Or how does the character use or wield the blade? What do you want to say to show that about them? Do you want to show with the way that they wield that they are nervous, anxious, that they're fearless, courageous, valiant, stupid, naive, unable, have zero skill, little skill, think they know more than they do? These are all things to can think of when you have them pick up a knife. When you're writing that knife scene, you can, if you want, sprinkle on that added extra nuance flavor, that nuance seasoning that will really help your characters feel what you want them to feel, understand what you want them to feel about the character, their emotions, the culture, the setting, all of that stuff. You get to decide how much you want to do. And I always tell people, don't do this on a first draft. Do it on the second and third draft, because I think then you can really dig into, what do I really want to show here when they pick up that knife? How hard they hold that hilt, if it's shaking in their hands, how sharp or shiny or dull the blade is. That's it for now. If you want to dig more into symbolism, I do have the Magic of Symbolism book. Enrich Your Writing with Hidden Meaning. It's really cheap on Amazon, very doable, very small, and gives you lots of things to think about when you're coming up with stuff where you're like, I need to do something here with my characterization. Okay, we're gonna do our clothes, as always, my corny clothes. So dream of slicing through your plot like a knife through butter. Create characters that shine bright with sharp precision, and embrace the idea that writing is like a whetstone to your creativity. Have a great writing week. Bye-bye.